All right, this is attunement number 4. Okay, again, we're going to do now the protocol with some additional features. Okay, we're going to move into the Voyager space to start off with. You can imagine going through a tunnel of light into a vast, open feeling sensation where there are no limits, there are no boundaries. And this is that place of potential and possibility. Okay, you're going to have the body breathe into the light and activate the brain through the pineal, pituitary, thalamus. Sacred triangle of light activating in the brain, producing a haloing effect around the head. By doing this, you're going to activate the rest of your brain to begin to function in a quantum way. You're going to activate your 2D6 chromosome or gene, which when working properly allows the liver and the kidneys and other organs to detox chemicals and toxins out of the body naturally and quickly. 2D6, you can visualize that if you wish. The number 2, the letter D, and the number 6. 2D6 chromosome gene. All right, there's another gene chromosome that has to do with clairaudience. And what you want to do is you want to begin to turn up the volume, to turn up the capacity of that feature of your brain for more acute and clear hearing, both inward and outward. Okay, you're going to allow the brain to begin to activate inner sight capacity. The ability to see clearly the nature of reality and to begin to counteract and balance out degeneration of the eyesight, the hearing, etc. Activating that gene chromosome that can correct double vision back to single vision through the physical eyes. Okay, you're going to breathe into the brain to activate the neuropeptides, the serotonin levels, the melatonin levels, the neurotransmitters basically, that help produce in the body states of ecstasy and bliss, euphoria, deep inner peacefulness and tranquility. We're going to activate the power of the hemispheres to begin to connect with each other and to begin to act as a one brain rather than a two-part brain. So begin to feel that power of the infinity sign moving between and across both hemispheres through the corpus callosum. So as you see these fine little threads, these little golden threads connecting right and left brain hemispheres, they're beginning to share information. And also the ability to heal trauma that's been lodged in the brain. You're going to activate through the breath your body's ability to heal itself from all trauma and physical injuries, including curvature of the spine, including trauma to the atlas, to the tailbone, sacrum, to your sexual organs, to your reproductive organs, to any effects from medications and drugs and other substances. Okay, breathe. And we're going to connect down to the original 8 cells now. So breathe down the spine, and you're going to unify on a deeper level the original 8 cells of creation at your sacrum with your brain. Breathe into the solar plex. I'm sorry, we're going to breathe into the belly button area. And once again, activate to the next level your sun chakra. And then your solar plexus. Okay, we're going to move up and activate the thymus gland. In your spleen. To a higher vibration that can hold more light. Okay, now we're going to breathe deeply into the throat and the neck as one. The throat and the neck as one. Okay, we're going to breathe in and open up the closed areas in the throat and the neck. Breathe in the presence of I Am Clear and Perfect Channel. I want you to breathe into any areas that you perceive as being dark or stagnated or thick and heavy in your throat and your neck. Now you are the voyager, so you're seeing this from a very broad perspective, very objective place. You may see some energy lines or strings that are attaching to the throat and the neck. You want to remove those. You want to remove all obstructions that's in the neck or the throat, whether it's self-induced or from others. And here again, you want to release all energies that are not yours, that may be in your neck and throat. All right, we're going to connect the sun chakra with your throat. So imaginary connection between your belly button and your throat and neck. You're also going to feel and imagine and envision in the mind of God, which is your mind, a bridging effect between your heart space and your mind space. Okay, now we're going to call forth Council 14. Activate the pillars of light to the next level. Going to call forth your guardian angel to be really close to you and call up your inner child to receive. We're going to ask your relatives and ancestors that are ready to receive this level of shift to come forth and receive. We're going to call forth the support of your soul group and your home world energies. So again, you're going to see this building surrounded by a huge octahedron of light, as well as a huge cocooning of light around your body. Stay conscious. Keep bringing forth your self-imposed restrictions on your neck and your throat. This is your center of communication and your link to the other worlds. You want to detach from any connection you may have with this center to the astral field of humanity. Okay, you're detaching from your mental body, your emotional body, your pain body, tribal consciousness. Staying conscious. bring awareness again up to the oxygen center. Okay, now you're going to breathe a particular healing vibration from the great central sun through whatever system in the body brain that controls and maintains the health of your DNA and your telomeres. We're going to ask for a cleansing of any effects from toxins or chemicals that may have disturbed the DNA sequencing and or the capacity of DNA RNA to function at a quantum unlimited level in the body. Take a deep breath. Stay conscious. Don't you bring forth the assistance of the healing team, your healing team, and your guardian or your representative. Now we'd like you to see now a divine connection between your I Am Presence, your soul, this guardian, your healing team, and your physical body. Breathe into that. Staying conscious, staying awake, alert. Okay, we're going to move back down to the base of the spine. And again, we're going to move through all the levels of your money world. Your levels of prosperity and abundance. All right, we're going to call forth any remaining past life patterns, parental patterns adopted, early childhood beliefs that have affected adversely your ability to create income on this planet and doing your spiritual work or any work. Let it resonate and come forth as a feeling or as a vibration in your solar plexus, base of your spine, your lungs. Just let it move through the body. The more you relax, the more awake you become. The more relaxed you are, the more awakened you become. Okay, we're going to take a deep breath down to the base of the spine. Big deep breath. Going to exhale through the mouth with the ha. Just let go and release. You are freeing up old energy that's stuck there. Do it again. All old energy. Heavy, old, stale, stuck energy. You are beginning to release and move forward. The power of the light is greater than any place of stuckness. Using the Christos, energy from the great central sun, feel the power of love unrooting these very ancient patterns in the mind, in the memory. You're choosing now to be free of the past. Letting go of your parents' beliefs. Letting go of church doctrine regarding poverty and suffering and hard work. But to breathe in new energy from your soul. A new and different way of working with money energy. Creative ways of manifesting beyond your wildest imaginations. Being open to the miracle that can help set you free. Opening up to infinite possibilities of being supported by others, even those you do not know. Opening up to the idea that you can live in an abundant, friendly universe. Okay, begin to continue to let go of all intellectual thinking energy regarding money manifestation. And replace it with, from the Voyager place, receiving value for your value you give to others. Receiving spiritual value in return for sharing spiritual value with others. That you too are valuable being of consciousness. And you are here and ready to manifest your gift. In a way that is uniquely yours. Okay, we're going to breathe into that place behind the physical heart. You're going to invite the presence of God as you know it, Prime Source, to be very fully present in this space with your soul, with you, the Voyager. and you and Prime Source will go into a state of deep, beyond all words, communion, union, connection through the power of grace. Now begin to bring forth recognition and knowing of this communion back to the brain of the body, back to the heart space of the body. Okay, we're filling up the brain with light. It's going to circulate through your nervous system, your blood, your muscles. The fluid in your spine is going to move through your gray matter, your brain. And allow the light to move through all of your chakra points into the body in divine balance and harmony through all 144,000 portals of your body, through all 12 dimensions of your brain-body complex. And so as you are physically and emotionally ready to integrate, that will be downloaded step by step into your system from your storage area. You take a deep breath, coming back to the body with full awareness. Feel your feet, your hands. Feeling your spine, feeling your belly. Feeling your skin, feeling your back. Coming back with more awareness, more alertness, more clarity, more vitality. Eyesight clear, hearing clear, your sense of touch deeper, your sense of smell and taste richer, okay, you're going to allow the integration of this in a natural way, on an unconscious level. Allow it to integrate as you can receive this in divine right timing. So when you're ready, slowly open the eyes and be in the now.